We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to about 7 lines from the bottom, the two dots. Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet. Filo Amelach Shel Bishlomo Lo Yishivenu. Amar Rav Yosef Lo Shanu La Malchei Yisrael Av La Malchei Akum Posek. The Mishnah is only speaking about Jewish kings, but if it is a pagan king, so then he does pause his Shmona Esrei so that he doesn't get killed. Meitivei. So the Gemara asks, says in the Braisa, Mitpalel v'ra anas b'kanegdo, if a person is davening and he saw an anas, that's some kind of villain coming opposite him, ra karon b'kanegdo, he sees karon is like a chariot opposite him, a wagon opposite him, lo yeh mafsik, so he shouldn't stop his shmona esrei. Ela mekatzer veole, but rather what he has to do is he should shorten his shmona esrei and shift. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha hadef shal lekatzer yekatzer bim lav posek. It depends. If you're not far from finishing shmona esrei, so you could do a short version and end. So do that. But if you can't, then don't. If a person can just veer off the path, that's also okay. What does it mean, lekatzer? How do you shorten your shmona esrei? You say the beginning and end of each bracha, so that's something you could do. The Chayyadim also quotes this, to say the beginning and end of each bracha. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa that was validated by Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshaya. Ma'aseh. I don't know what that word means. Bechasid echad, I don't know what either of those words mean, but we have a story that was worth quoting in a braisa. Shaya mitpalel baderech, he was davening along the path, and that fits with the Gemara we saw in the beginning of the Masechta. Ba'asar echad, one noble came, v'natan lo shalom, and greeted him with peace, v'lo echzir lo shalom, and he did not reply in peace. Emtin lo atchesiyem tfilato, so this noble waited until the chasid concluded his Shmona Esrei. La'achar shesiyem tfilato, after he concluded his Shmona Esrei, amar lo isetim, reika, empty one, v'aloktiv b'toratchem rak yishamer lecha shmona afshecha. Your Torah says you should watch yourself and watch your souls, v'chtiv nishmatem od lenafshotichem, and it says you should be very diligent in watching your souls. Shentati lecha shalom, lama lo echzarta li shalom, when I greeted you with peace, why didn't you respond in peace? If I'd slice off your head with a sword, who would demand your blood from my hand? He said, okay, give me a minute. Let me appease you with what I have to explain. He said, if you were standing in front of a king of flesh and blood, and your friend would come and greet you in peace, would you reply? He said, no, I wouldn't. He said, and if you would reply, what would they do to you? He said, they'd cut off my head with a sword. Well, isn't it logical? If you, who would be standing in front of a king of flesh and blood, that tomorrow is going to be in the grave, that's what they'd punish you for stopping your conversation with the king and replying to a friend. I was standing before the King of all kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, that He is eternal. How much more so that I shouldn't pause my conversation with Him to answer you? So that noble was appeased, and the chassid went home in peace. And obviously we're talking about a scenario where the chassid knew in advance that he'd be able to appease the noble, otherwise he wouldn't have done this. And you see, he was right. So, he knew. If it was just a guess, then he wouldn't have done it. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. That he knew he could appease him. You see, he was right. Okay. You don't like that shot. What did I just say? Okay. I didn't invent it. Magen Avraham says it. Aruch HaShulchan says it. Yeah. Okay. Filu nachash tocha lakeva lo yafsik. We said in the Mishnah, even if a serpent has wrapped himself around his heel, he should not pause. He should not pause, right? That's what he said in the Mishnah. He should not pause. Okay. What did the Mishnah discuss previously? The Mishnah said, don't reply. So the Mishnah was earlier talking about pausing in speech. And now, the Mishnah says, he shouldn't pause, and the Mishnah doesn't indicate what pause the Mishnah is talking about. Amar Rav Sheshat, lo shanu el anachash, av lakav posek. The Mishnah was only talking about a snake, but if it were a scorpion, so then he would have to pause his davening. Meitive, the Gemara asks, if a person fell into a lion's den, you cannot testify that the person died, because who knows if the lions killed him? So you don't know if his wife is a widow and can remarry. Maybe the lions weren't hungry, they just ate three deer. You don't know. If he fell into a pit that was filled with snakes and scorpions, then you can testify that he is dead. So you see that if a person fell on snakes or scorpions, either one, then you can assume he died. What? Yes. Yeah, I'm saying or. So.